Om Shanti. Today's fragrance of essence, 22/10/2019, by saying, "Sweet children, Ravan's laws are devilish dictates and lies, whereas the father's law is Shrimad and the truth." Sweet children, Ravan's laws are devilish dictates and lies, whereas the father's law is Shrimad and the truth. So, what do we consider as Ravan's law or Ravan's dictates? And so anything we can say that law or rule that we've been following from this beginning of Copper Age, we can consider as Ravan's dictates. That is when the vices have entered the soul, then all the laws that have been formed after that are Ravan's dictates. So it can be the dictates of our own mind or dictates of others that are under the influence of vices are called as Ravan's dictates. And what can we consider, like, for example, if we consider for the self, considering ourselves as a body, as a perishable body, and getting under the attraction of the body or the influence of the vices, giving sorrow to others, taking sorrow, and staying away from truth, telling lies, all these are some of the Ravan's dictates, we can call. And also speaking harshly, troubling others, acting under influence of greed, and acting under influence of sensual pleasures. All these can be Ravan's laws or the Ravan's way. And what did they give us? They gave us suffering, sorrow, and unhappiness. And the soul became powerless. If we consider about God, what can we consider as Ravan's dictates or Ravan's law? Saying that God is omnipresent and saying that God is responsible for the suffering in our lives, and also that the soul is immune to the effect of its action. All these come under Ravan's dictates because they are lies. And regarding the world, that the world is, goes on for ages, like for millions of years, and that each soul takes millions of birth as millions of species. All these can be considered as lies. So what is Baba giving us is Srimat now. And because he is truth and he is the ocean of knowledge, and what he is giving us, the directions that he is giving us, is the Srimat, and that is truth. Those are the elevated directions of God himself. And what are the different Srimat or the directions that Baba is giving us now? The first direction that he gives us is that we are souls, we all are souls, and that this body is a costume. And he is teaching us to be in the consciousness of the soul and perform action in that consciousness. And he is also giving us the direction that he is our supreme father, the supreme teacher, and also he is the one and only Satguru. And now He is teaching us, souls. He is also telling us what our original nature as a soul is. He is telling us that we all are pure, peaceful, loveful, blissful, happy, powerful beings, spiritual beings or being of light. And that is our original nature. And he is telling that we all are similar or equal to him. How elevated is that? So we are not just souls, but we are elevated souls equal to Baba. And also about the history and geography of the world, he's giving us the true knowledge of that, about the world cycle, about the different ages in the cycle. And that now is the time for the great transformation. And he's also giving us the direction for us to understand and to give this knowledge to everyone else, to all the souls in the world. He is giving us the direction that since he is the world benefactor, we as his children also should be world benefactors. He is making our vision unlimited. And also he's clearing all the doubts and misconceptions that we have built up until now in the path of bhakti, what all misconceptions about God, about self, he's clearing all that. So he's revealing the truths. And so where do we get Srimad from? So it's the direct versions of God himself that he spoke through the medium of Brahma Baba. And he gave us in Srimad in the form of Murlis. So in the Murlis we have all the Srimad that Baba is giving to us. And not just that, he also made Brahma Baba and all the Dadis become a practical example. So by following their life stories, we can learn what Srimad is. And also he communicates with us in the form of inspirations when we have accurate yoga. And even if all this is not helping, he has made instruments to help us, to guide us in following Srimad. So directly from Murlis, he's giving us the knowledge and what is Srimad. And through seniors, through examples, he's giving us, you know, Srimad. And also we can take help from our senior instruments. And so Baba is giving all this Srimad, and how does it help us? Because Baba is truth, whatever directions we are receiving from him are truth. And so Srimad helps us in so many ways, right? In this path of knowledge, to be able to move ahead in all our four subjects of Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Seva, following Srimad helps us. And we have Srimad for every single thing, like what regarding points of knowledge, regarding accurate yoga, dharana and seva, all these we have. And also it acts as a nourishment for the soul. Srimad is a nourishment. It's like amrit for the soul, because we have become so weak with the influence of vices. Now through Baba Srimad, he is giving us the amrit, which is nourishing the soul. It also acts as a medicine for the soul. At the same time, it's a blessing for us also. So Baba is blessing us by giving her, by giving his Srimad. So it's for our benefit and for the benefit of the entire world. and it's a means of our happiness, to restore the power, purity, peace and love that we have lost. Srimad is the way. It's the path to regain our lost sovereignty. And it's also a weapon for us to fight against the vices or the weaknesses within us. It's like a miracle grow for us, where the soul is experiencing growth. And how do we perceive that we are following Srimad or not? Is we are able to experience our original qualities more and more, day by day. When we are following Srimad, we experience peace, we experience lightness, we experience happiness. And when there is something missing, when we are going on following the Ravan's laws or lies, then we experience the sad feeling and, you know, feeling weak or sorrowful and all that. So that is one way we can gauge ourselves whether we are following Srimad or not. And another thing Baba also says, that what comes under Ravan's law is if we mix Parmat and Manmat also. Like it's the directions or it's the thoughts that we create in our own mind coming under the influence of our weak sanskars or temporary sanskars. That is also not Srimad. So that will also cause the soul to become weak. So that is why Baba stresses every day to follow Srimad, and he gives us new and innovative methods in everyday's Murli, so we are able to implement that easily. And so Srimad is the way for us to reach our home. So it is a fuel for us to fly back home. Because the way the soul can reach home is only when it becomes pure as its original state. And how do we become that? By following Baba's Srimad. By using the fuel of Srimad, we are able to fly back home. And that is our goal and destination, is to reach home in a pure way. So by following Srimad, we are able to reach home. Again, fragrance of essence for today: sweet children, Ravan's laws are devilish dictates and lies, whereas the father's law is Srimad and the truth. Om Shanti.